The National Kidney Foundation really actually works on different pillars of kidney disease. One of our main things is advocate. Kidney disease has really become a silent killer. It is 1 in 9 Americans suffer from kidney disease. Most don't know. 1 in 3 hold the predeterminators of high blood pressure or diabetes. So one of our main things is getting the message out. Next is educating patients and professionals. We have conferences each year for both patients that are free to patients, and then we also do a conference for different medical professionals. And then ultimately, advocating through the medical process of transplant.
Yeah. If we don't, what is the most common, I guess, kidney disease?
A lot of it's tied to diabetes a lot of times. Really, the only side effects that most people feel is they'll start feeling tired and kind of sluggish, and ultimately then kidneys will slowly fail. At the point that they're feeling that, they're usually at stage 3 and stage 4, so it's too late. That's why it's important. And the other thing that we like to do, or the other thing that we try to do throughout the year, is we do screenings in Sioux Falls area. And in this year, we had 1 in Sioux Falls and 1 in Watertown. So I'm trying to get the word out throughout the state as well.
And what are the screenings like? What happens during those?
The screening is really an educational event now, where we check blood pressure, we check BMI.
What's BMI?
Body mass index. So making sure, checking weight and things like that. And then also they have the opportunity typically to talk to a doctor and nutritionist to see how they're doing and where they're at. And if we're seeing that they potentially have high blood pressure or some of the other symptoms, the doctors will also talk to them about potentially seeing their regular physician and getting more testing done.
Is that just part of something, if you're getting a physical, you might want to let your doctor know about?
Yes. In a lot of cases, when we do a normal physical, it's not always checked. So it's something to at least have that conversation with your doctor, at least, and they know that it's on your forefront and make sure that you're getting it checked.
Is the disease pretty common? I mean, are there any numbers that you can share with us, I guess?
The big thing right now, the most recent statistic, is 1 in 9 Americans currently suffer from kidney disease. In most cases, they don't know. I believe the most recent statistic is 120,000 are waiting for kidneys on the national list, and that number is growing. So it's also advocating, we're trying to advocate for donors. So it is something that's growing faster and faster.
And I imagine the foundation also does plenty of research, right?
Yes, we do have a group that works directly with research. One of the things, major things that we're working on too, is called End the Wait, which it will, the goal is in by 2019 to end the waiting list to down to a year. Okay. So average wait right now for an organ can be 5 to 8 years plus.
That seems pretty long.
It is. It is.
Let's talk about the event coming up this Saturday. What have you got going on?
This weekend we have the Kidney Walk. Okay. The Kidney Walk is one of our big events every year. It's kind of for the patients, medical professionals, family supporters. It's kind of a double-edged thing that we do. It's number one, a fundraiser. So it's to advocate and get the word out. But it's also a chance to bring patients and medical professionals together. It's a big event. We do registration in the morning at 9. The walk runs from 10 to noon. And then this year, actually, we're having a after party that will run from noon to 2 at BB's, which is kind of kitty corner from Saratoga Park. And so 10% of the proceeds from 10 to 2, or from noon to 2, will also come back to the Kidney Foundation.
Do I need to register beforehand, or?
You can register online. Otherwise, you can register morning of.
Okay. What time is it again?
Registration is at 9 a.m. The walk starts at 10.
And how long is the walk?
The event runs from 10 to 2. The walk is right around maximum 3 miles. We do a few loops around an area. So if you can't do the full 3 miles, that's fine as well.
Okay. And if I want more information on the walk or anything about the Kidney Foundation?
We have our website, National Kidney Foundation. And then we also have a separate site for the walk, which is kidneywalk.org.